The Vet Hospital on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.
So I have come here to see Bob Partridge at the Vet Hospital. Hello, Bob.
Hi there. Good to see you again.
Now, we're talking today about something which every pet owner has probably thought about. Perhaps some haven't actually ever sorted it out. Pet insurance.
Yep, it's always the big bad bogey word. It means we have to start paying out some money and we don't get anything back for it. But again, it's investing for the future.
It is indeed. I have a tale of pet insurance. My cat, Ronnie, was hit by a car last November. We thought he was gone forever, and then he did turn up in my wardrobe, but very, very poorly. Had a lot of things to have done, and the total cost was just shy of £4,000. I don't have £4,000 lying around, but luckily I did have him insured, so that was okay. So I'm a complete advocate for pet insurance. Is that something you would advise as well?
Absolutely. I think different people have different attitudes towards it, but what you're buying with insurance is peace of mind. It's the fact that you then, you know, if something bad happens, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to ring a friend and ring families to see if we can raise finances. You know that there's a backing there of an insurance company that will help out, you know, in times of need, of accident and illness.
If you love your pet, everybody loves their pet. I would never want to have to make that decision. You know, if you can't find the money, well, no more pet. That's a horrible decision to have to make.
Absolutely. And it is a hard decision that sometimes has to be made. You know, the sad reality is that we don't have an NHS for pets, and we are dependent upon private care. And it means then that, you know, obviously that money has to be found. And the joy of pet insurance is that it allows owners to make a choice to have the best possible treatment without having to worry overly about the financial implications of that.
Finding pet insurance, though, is complicated. There are millions of websites that will say they will compare things and they'll show you these different numbers, and it's complicated. How would you give advice, or are there a few tips for people who are getting pet insurance?
I guess the simple fact of life is that you get what you pay for. You know, I think we know this throughout our lives in different areas. And generally speaking, the very, very cheapest policies will give you a very limited level of cover. And so it will be that they will maybe not have as much cover for accident or cover for illness. And also their restrictions on what they will pay for may be very, very close and tight. So you have to read the policies carefully.
How much roughly is it? I know it's, you could say it's as long as a piece of string, but for a cat or a dog, how much does an insurance policy cost?
Well, sorry to be terribly vague, but it does vary a lot, because we can get multi-pet discounts. You know, if you have more than one cat or more than one dog, then that again can reduce the cost of cover. And also the level of cover. Some of them have things that may or may not want, such as if your pet's involved in an accident, that if your holiday has to be cancelled, you know, so you can stay at home, you can get cover to include that. But a more basic policy will, you know, allow you to have maybe up to £5,000 worth of veterinary fees covered. And those things can be anything between £20 and £40, you know, per month, depending on the level of cover and, of course, the species involved as well.
And does it gets more expensive as pets get older, is that right?
The one that we use here mostly actually provides a cover for life. And with that, it means that as long as you maintain your premiums, that our pets are actually insured for their lifetime. Some of the policies actually have a shutter that comes down at various ages. I mean, it might be 8 or it might be 10. And they say, nope, we're not insuring you anymore.
Oh.
And that can then be a real problem in terms of getting reinsurance, because they then may be too old to take out a new policy with a different company. So it's important, again, it's one of the other features that you need to look at when you're looking at insurance, is to see whether you have, and I say we would recommend always cover for life. And don't forget that it's not just cats and dogs that can get insurance. You know, rabbits also, we can have insurance that covers them for accident and illness. And with the increasing amount of work that we're able to do for rabbits and for our bunnies, you know, in terms of investigations and treatments, you know, it's important again to think about the benefits of insurance.
Thanks, so What would the advice be then that people can take away if they've not yet got pet insurance? Well, they might have it and they think, oh, I know I went for the cheapest one that's not very good.
Well, as always, I think one of the best places to go to is to your veterinary surgeon and actually ask their advice and have a look at the policies that are used in the veterinary practice. Because the veterinary practice will have experience of not only the claims aspect, but also how difficult the companies can be to deal with. Some companies are very good at responding to claims, and they pay up, and they play the good guys in the story. Other ones, sometimes the claims can take a lot of time to process, and you end up with a paper trail of letters going backwards and forwards. Eventually, hopefully, the claims are paid, but sometimes it does seem like an inordinate delay. So generally speaking, the policies that are available in the veterinary practice are the ones that the veterinary surgeons are happy with dealing with. And they tend to be the ones that, pay out, obviously pay out when necessary, but they tend to pay out in appropriate ways.
Okay, Bob, how do people get in touch with you?
Best way to get in touch with us is through the website, so www.vethospital.com, or they can give us a call on 01423 561414. But of course, feel free to pop into the practice and pick up one of the leaflets in the practice or have a word with our reception staff here.
The Vet Hospital on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.